This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mayor Adams defends his how many stops veto. It's Tuesday, January 30th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 37 and a low near 31. Before today's top story, New York City middle school and high school students could soon be required to receive warnings about the negative impacts of social media under new legislation City Councilman Sean Abreu plans to introduce next month. The bill would compel the City Department of Education to distribute facts at the beginning of each school year about social media addiction, its potential health impacts, and the dangers posed by engaging with strangers online. Abreu described his bill as critical to addressing our youth mental health crisis. News of the bill comes several days after Mayor Adams announced in his State of the City address that his administration is now classifying social media as a public health threat. And One World Trade Center could soon lose its title as America's tallest building if developers in Oklahoma City succeed in their plan of constructing a massive skyscraper at the height of 1,907 feet. Dubbed Legends Tower at a development site known as the Boardwalk at Bricktown, the proposed building would easily surpass One World Trade Center's 1,792 feet and would give Oklahoma City the fifth tallest structure in the world. Unlike One World Trade Center and Chicago's Willis Tower, 1,729 feet, both of which primarily serve as office buildings, the Oklahoma City Tower would feature nearly 2,000 apartment units, a Hyatt hotel with hundreds of rooms, and 110,000 square feet of retail, dining, and entertainment. The 1,907 feet for the tower is a symbolic number for Oklahoma, representing the year 1907, when it officially became a state. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Mayor Adams on Monday defended his veto of the How Many Stops Act as city council leaders mounted a final internal lobbying push to line up the necessary support to override him. The bill, which passed the council with overwhelming support last month, would require NYPD officers to log basic information into a department database about all encounters they have with civilians that are investigative in nature. That's an expansion of current law, which only requires cops to document encounters when there's a reasonable suspicion of a crime in progress. But the mayor, who vetoed the bill earlier this month, reiterated in a Monday morning appearance on WNYC that he's concerned about the part of the legislation that had placed the new transparency requirements on so-called level one stops. Level ones can be conducted without a suspicion of a crime and may involve encounters like asking a person on the street if they've seen a missing person. While he voiced support for beefing up transparency around other forms of stops, Adams said that putting the documentation requirement on level ones would place an overly heavy bureaucratic burden on cops that would distract them from actual police work. The council had the right spirit, but the level one stops is the step we are in opposition of, he said. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams, who's set to convene her chamber on Tuesday to vote to override the mayor's veto, countered in a morning interview on NY1 that requiring reporting around level ones is critical for the city to get a complete picture of how the NYPD is conducting stops. The speaker argued that's especially important at a time that the NYPD's federal monitor says that unconstitutional stops of Black and brown New Yorkers remain common. The speaker also said she is very confident the council will be able to override the mayor when the chamber votes Tuesday afternoon. The council speaker needs at least 33 of her colleagues to join her in voting for an override to pull it off and enact the bill in the face of the mayor's opposition. The bill passed with support from 35 members in December. As the mayor and the speaker fought it out in dueling TV and radio appearances, talks continued behind closed doors to line up the necessary support to successfully override the veto, according to multiple council sources familiar with the matter. Manhattan Councilman Eric Botcher, one of the few Democrats who voted against the bill in December, was leaning Monday afternoon toward flipping his view to vote in favor of the override, two sources said. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.